If every small business succeeded, we'd all be rich. But they all don't, even when they're backed by the Small Business Administration's investment guarantees. To keep the program going, the SBA has to recover a failed company's assets. Our next guest has been the liquidation man for more than 30 years, and his diligence has kept asset recovery rates far higher than when he arrived. Now, Thomas Morris is a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program, and he joins me now. Mr. Morris, great to have you on.
Thank you.
So first of all, tell us about what the Office of Liquidation actually does.
Well, my job in the Office of Liquidation, and I do head the office, is to primarily collect money from small business investment companies that fail either for economic or regulatory reasons. And those small business investment companies are a mix of federal government guarantees and private investment money. They are venture capital or private equity or spread lenders who operate somewhat like small banks. And they obtain private investment. Typical SBIC today may have $30 million of private investment, and twice that, or $60 million of government guarantees, and then they take the whole $90 million and go make investments in small businesses. And when too many of their investments fail and they become capitally impaired, which is a liquidity test or default on their obligations, or don't act within the rules, then they come to the Office of Liquidation, and my primary job is to get as much of the government and sometimes other parties' money back as is possible.
And give us a sense of the scope of the program, how much money is out there every year, and how much of that has to be recovered as liquid assets.
Very good question. Currently, the SBIC program capital for all the SBICs is about $26 billion. And about half of those dollars are SBA guarantees, and about half of them are private investment. And those 300-plus active SBICs last year made more than $6.3 billion of investments in small businesses. And the economic impact of that is really great in regards to economic growth, job creation. If we just equated a $40,000 investment to the creation of a job, the program would have resulted in having more than 150,000 jobs created last year. But with the successes that you mentioned, and there are numerous successes in the history of the program, Apple Computer and Federal Express and Staples Supply Store and 50 other names that you would recognize, there are many failures. And the liquidation portfolio is currently about $1 billion, but it is not consistent. We go through, as you can imagine, with risk capital, very good years and years that aren't very good. In the best year that I was here, only two SBICs failed. In the worst year, 31 failed. And I think the most dollars that we had come into liquidation in a single year was about $850 million.
And you are credited with getting there and overhauling the way that this liquidation is conducted. And I guess good to get an idea of how it does work and what are some of the ideas you brought to get as much assets out of these failed companies as can be gotten.
I would say the biggest decision that I ever made when I got operational control was deciding on a process of determining what is the best way to liquidate each fund, because not all funds go through the same process. Some of the funds do very well if you allow them to liquidate themselves over enhanced oversight. In other instances, you want to replace the management, place them in a federal receivership process, and not have SBA employees run the fund, but bring in other private individuals to replace the prior management to do the wind down and liquidation of the fund. And I also instituted in the early 90s a secondary sales process, which had not done before, where you're not selling each asset individually in the fund, but the SBA is selling its entire interest in the fund and all those investments that made up that one small business investment company. And since the early 90s, they've been able to sell close to 40 funds in the secondary market for more than $800 million. And the recovery rate in that process for those that are able to meet the criteria for that type of liquidation really corresponds very well with the other types of liquidation.
We're speaking with Thomas Morris, director of the Office of Liquidation at the SBA and a 2016 SAMMY's finalist. So is the theory here that other private investors and managers can maybe realize greater assets because of their skin in the game than might be otherwise to be realized?
Very close. And that's not a bad characterization. The key element is determining if SBA is likely to be repaid. If SBA is likely to be repaid with the managers in place, they work very hard and well to pay SBA back and still have money for the private investors and themselves as managers. If we conclude that SBA is not likely to be repaid, our interests and their interests start to diverge, because at that point, they may be playing the upside when it isn't appropriate in a particular investment, because if they sold it at a fair price, the money would come from SBA. But if they, in effect, gambled on the asset, hoping to get three times as much so they could return some money to their private investors, taking that additional risk in some instances isn't appropriate, with their private investors having the upside opportunity and SBA having all the downside risk. And that really is the key feature in deciding whether a party liquidates themselves or they need to be replaced with a new management process. And the difference in recovery rates is really extraordinarily great. Those that meet our criteria and liquidate themselves pay us back at more than 90%. Those that didn't project to repay us, that my predecessors let do their own liquidations, paid us back at less than 20%. So making that determination early on had really profound impact on the overall liquidation process and our ultimately recovery rates, which have gone from about 52% to over 80% in the last 25 years.
And so that amounts to billions over the years.
Yes, sir. It does amount to more than, I think, $1.8 billion in additional recoveries.
And the assets that are being recovered, are they mostly financial instruments, or are there also refrigerators and stoves from restaurants and machine tools and that kind of thing?
Very little of the latter. The SBA provides guarantees to the SBICs, which are holding companies, and they make investments in the small businesses. Those small businesses' investments are usually loans, but sometimes stock or debt securities or just about any type of financial instrument other than a general partnership interest. So they have a pool of investments. And sometimes those SBICs actually control a small business. And if we take over one of the SBICs that controls a small business, we may then very well wind up controlling, you know, the pots and pans. But over 95% are, in effect, financial instruments.
And so what keeps your interests sustained all these years in this kind of the back end of what businesses don't do very well?
Well, three things. First of all, since these are SBICs, even though they failed, they may have some very, very good investments. It's just that the overall portfolio failed. Our current liquidation portfolio includes assets like an investment in Aurora, which makes drones, and Baja Fresh Restaurant, which we did a turnaround. And it's that varied, drug investments. So part of it is SBICs can invest in almost anything. So in liquidation, you're dealing with problems, and you're dealing with all these different types of investments and companies. And that makes it very challenging as opposed to doing the same thing over and over. The other great part that keeps interest is that we are zero subsidy. And the liquidation activity is really important for the program to be zero subsidy, which basically means we do this without a cost to the government. The dollars that go out come back in fees if we can keep the losses down sufficiently. And by keeping a zero subsidy program, the government, the Congress has allocated more and more money to be able to go out to small business investment companies that invest in small businesses. And again, those SBIC's investments accounted for more than 150,000 jobs being created last year. So you're making an impact, you're dealing with different type of investments, and you're dealing solving problems. So it really is, in a lot of ways, a very fun and exciting job.
Thomas Morris is director of the Office of Liquidation at the SBA and a 2016 SAMMY's finalist. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's been my pleasure, and all government employees appreciate you putting out the good word for our activities. We always appreciate that.
All right. Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.